I think I'm better at like debating now because of this podcast. Even because I know that Ed and I both like to push things in a direction just so it makes the other person seem more wrong.
Bonkai Senbon Sakura Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. Yes, and welcome back to another episode of Super Anime Podcast. I don't know why, Solo, but I'm feeling very nostalgic, you know. We've done 200 episodes, okay. Maybe also because, you know, I've been listening to some old school 90s R&B mixtape. You remember that song? My love, Do you ever dream of candy rain? What a tune.
Candy rain.
Hey, that is a banger. I might even call this episode Candy Rain. Solo jigging right now.
Do you ever dream?
You still remembering, yeah? Hey, that is a tune. Candy coated raindrops, boy. But yes, I have been feeling very nostalgic around, you know, doing 200 episodes. And really, in this podcast, we just want to reflect in terms of, you know, where we've been and where we've come from. We've done this a few times as well, when like episode 100, 150,
yeah.
1 year anniversary. And it's good to sometimes, you know, as you're climbing a mountain, look down and just to see how far you've come. So, yeah, 200 episodes. We've just finished recording with, and you would have heard it that by now, the Shonen Shodan 200 episode. I guess celebration, as it were, with Shonen Shodan. Rob, thanks again, Rob, for coming on. An interesting start I did in terms of, and if you haven't heard the episode 200, I implore you to go and listen to episode 200 with Rob and Shonen Showdown, because it was a different start. You know, it was an Ed start, as it were, in terms of catching you off guard and, you know, doing something different, which is what I like to do. So I'd 100% go and ask you to go and listen to that episode as well. And again, there was a lot of fire and a lot of insight, especially when it comes to Rob. He's now a full-time content creator, which is amazing. He's been doing it for about 6 years, and you hear his journey in terms of, and he just literally just like, as of recording 3 weeks ago, was able to quit his job and do YouTube full-time. So if you want to know how to be a full-time YouTuber, definitely go and listen to that. So Solo, 200 episodes, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling proud, you know.
Oh yes! Did I go in?
This is what I have to do.
I can't believe that.
Don't you dare take this out. Don't you dare
edit this. I cannot believe that.
He's still not paying attention.
Sorry, I'm going to close the iPad. I'm going to close the iPad.
No, how can you ask something? No, don't. It's there now.
How can you ask a question
about the 200 episode? And even before I begin to answer, you start getting excited about a team, a football slash soccer for those in the US, a football team scoring.
I cannot believe you got cleared off the line.
And he's still going. If I did this, I would never. No, it's too late.
I would be screwed.
Ed would be so upset. He would be so upset. So that's how I'm doing this.
I've closed my iPad. I've closed my iPad.
That's how I feel. I guess. Forgotten.
Same old, eh?
So yeah, just, you know, just forgotten, pushed to one side.
Goodness.
You know, it's just that type of thing, you know. I guess it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter how I feel, you know. So I guess that summarizes.
Hey, Solo, speaking of 90s.
Summarizes my experience.
Speaking of 90s R&B mixtape, this is probably the end of the road, right?
Yeah, straight up.
All the we've gone to the end. Okay, but yeah, so, you know what? That was terrible. I apologize, Solo. You know what? Over the next 200 episodes, I'm going to be kinder to you. You know,
no, well, look, let's not look. What we're not gonna do is lie, okay? So let's, we can't.
I'm being serious. I'm gonna be,
it's fine. No, it's okay. How about, you know what? You go ahead. How do you feel? How do you feel about 200 episodes?
I'm just waiting for that. It doesn't matter.
No, honestly, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm not gonna say it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna say I don't care. You go for it. I'm gonna be the bigger person. Please tell us all.
Well, in reality, we've
been 200 because it is an experience.
Yeah,
it's
like an sure. Achievement. I mean, in reality, we've done about 261 episodes.
Can I get a Big Mac, please? Yeah, large Big Mac meal. Yeah, vanilla milkshake. Cheers. Gonna get apple pie as well.
All right, yeah. Apple pie bangs, you know. McDonald's apple pie does apple bang. Pie. Hey, get me some as well.
Can I get one apple pie? Just one apple pie.
Hey, one why didn't pie. You get the McFlurry? Okay. Actually, nah, McFlurry makes my stomach hurt. So,
no. Can I get two McFlurries, please? Two McFlurries. Two extra large, if you can. I know you don't do them, but just make it large. Extra dairy, if there's a way, if it's possible. Extra dairy.
Yeah, here you go. Especially for you.
Specially made. With care and attention.
Oh, gosh. Get some Mac chicken sandwich. Oh, I love Mac chicken as well. You know what I don't like is a Big Mac. I'm not really a fan of Big Macs.
Nah, I think I said it to you before. Like, my go-to at McDonald's is nugget meal and a hamburger. It's nice and simple.
Cheeseburger's
good.
But yeah, we've done about 262 episodes if you include bonuses and the SSR. So we have done
SS and the SSR.
Yeah, yeah. So we've done a lot more, but I think in terms of like the our BAU, which means like business as usual, always on. Every Tuesday episodes. We've done 200 of those on the quote unquote flagship ones, and I think for me, I was just sitting reminiscing. As I said, I was listening to some old school R&B and just reminiscing. Mm-hmm. We've come a long way, actually. And I did actually go back to listen to some of our episodes. And I cringe.
Yeah.
I honestly cringe. In terms of... Yeah, I just don't know why. I think I cringe in terms of the number of erms I say. I still say but not as much, I think. I think my...
No, you substituted that with another filler word now.
What is it?
As it relates to...
Yeah, you said that before, but I don't think I say that much these days.
We need a compilation. Someone do a compilation.
I know you said that, but I think we all have our ticks.
Anyway, carry
we
on.
We all have our ticks.
Yeah, we do. I've got mine.
But yeah, I think the erms were quite cringy, and probably now saying that people are like, oh yeah, but I think it's one of those things where as you continue to develop your craft. I'm nowhere near where I wanted to be. I was listening to Modern Wisdom when he was celebrating 1.75 million subscribers. He's now at 2, and he was given some, he was doing a Q&A with his audience, and one of them asked, you know, what are some things, because he said, treat everything you do like an athlete, right? And someone asked, what are some things that you did in terms of treating podcasts like an athlete, like a serious profession? And he was saying how, you know, he was listening to the likes of what's his name, he was listening to Diary of a CEO, there's a guy who does some, it's called Inside the Actors Studio, but his name is his name's leaving me, but he's
the host of Inside the Actors Studio, the old guy.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about, I've forgotten his name, but I know who you're talking
about. He was talking about, because he teaches, that's his name, James Lipton, so he was listening to a lot of James Lipton, Joe Rogan, and he got a voice coach, and you know, he got very introspective in terms of what he can do and what his strengths are. Listened to a lot of Jordan Peterson, how he frames and articulates himself. But essentially what he's saying, that he did a lot of research. Then in terms of the actual podcast as well, like he got more serious in terms of his thumbnails, his approaching guests and all that stuff. So yeah, I think everything you do, you should actually treat as an athlete. I call myself a corporate athlete when I work, because at the end of the day, you are essentially competing against others. Or I say others, but I mean, guessing you are, because you need to get that promotion and all that stuff. But yeah, I think it's one of those things where I look back and I can see that I've definitely improved in terms of the way I articulate myself. I think one credit to you, Solo, because I when I listen, I don't hear you say a lot. You take a lot of pauses, which is good. And this is something I'm trying to be more mindful of, because I think I just go. And when I hear you speak, especially when it came to those previous episodes, even now, but when I was just listening back and trying to find ways to be better, I noticed that you're very good at, you know, pausing and thinking and trying to, you know, speak about or trying to articulate yourself in terms of what you want to convey. And I applaud that. So well done to you. There you go. 200 episodes.
Thank you. He's trying to make up for the. He's trying to make up.
I'm serious. Okay. I'm serious.
I accept.
No, I'm serious. Honestly, jokes aside. Yeah, I'm serious. I actually am. I definitely did look. Doing it again, but I definitely did listen to a lot of episodes. It was more so the top. The first 50. I was just going through randomly and then listening to them.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay.
Not all of them. Just randomly. Okay, fine. So like the cut it episode, I listened to that. I went back to the first episode again because it's just one of those ones.
I love that one so much. I really like it. It's one of my favorite episodes.
It has to be. It's the first one, right? So it's like, I don't know what it means. It was quiet, Mike.
Quiet, you know.
Do you know why I call this, what did I call it again? The first episode?
Don't tell me. Asteroid Blues.
Yeah, Asteroid Blues. Like,
nope.
Like, no, Ed, you're gonna have to tell me.
The solos had not been fully unleashed.
Nah. That was timid solo. I ain't heard timid solo since episode 3.
He's been retired.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Solo, I think you've definitely come out more of your show. Solo, if you don't know, he's a very quiet man, hence why, you know, the Zorros appeal to him. You know, people who are just, they're all about seriousness, you know, just boy in the corner standing there. Don't look at
me. Meanwhile, I'm listening to like bling bang bang bling bang
bling bang bang bling bang bang bling bang bang.
I'm just stood there stone faced. I'm listening to Bluebirds.
Oh gosh, all right. So in this episode, what we're gonna do is we're just going to we've chosen two episodes out of the four quarters. So one to, well, I left out one because one is just one of those ones where it'll always be in our heart. So I've done 2 to 50, 51 to 99, 100 to 149, and 150 to 199. So we're just going to choose two from each section. One will be an honorable mention, one will be the one that we would recommend listeners, and these will all be in the show notes. Now, I wanted to essentially choose ones that I had not chosen before, just because I wanted to mix it up.
That's difficult.
It's very difficult.
My favorites are my favorites.
It's true. But I think they're all very, there's some good episodes in there, especially when I was listening back, that people need to be reminded of it. Because I'm always going for the Just Like Music, part one, part two.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm always going for the anime fan service, you know, like WoW episodes. You know, you see what I'm doing? I'm just trying to list one of my favorites right now.
I know. Don't try it. Don't try it.
You know, I'm always going for the cream, you know, hentai, I'm tentacles and money. Oh yeah, my.
It's true, you know. Yeah. I mean, Helen McCarthy is always one that just continues to come up again and
again and again. Yeah. So I wanted to choose something different. So that's what I did. So I think let's just get it started. So Solo, you go first. Which one out of 2 to 50, or maybe 1 to 50, depending on what you did you choose? What were your two? One was, what was your honorable, and then what was your, I say, the one that you liked most in the first 50?
I think it's very easy to say the first one, because I think that was actually quite, I did actually enjoy that. But if I had to pick one, I'd actually say Sicko Mode is my favorite. We've said favorites, but Sicko Mode is one that I think I don't reference enough, which is episode 19, and that's a favorite anime character power-ups. And I like that was a good one. That was a good one. Because I think, so obviously, as every people know by now, we're a podcast, we do listicles from time to time. Mm-hmm. And when we do decide to do a listicle, it's normally quite good and it's quite fun. So that one, I think that's a good part, good one to go back and listen to some early Solo and Ed. And yeah, Sicko Mode, that's a good one. That would be my recommendation. And then I think honorable mention is just the first one. So if you're listening to this SSR, okay, reflecting on our 200 episodes, just listen to this. And right after this is finished, just go back and listen to episode one. Just for fun. Just for fun. And it's a great journey. So that, I think that would be my honorable mention. But Sicko Mode is my pick for the first 50.
Interesting. Okay. Did not see that coming. But then again, Sicko Mode is quite high in our download. So yeah, makes sense. For me, I went for, as an honorable mention, I went for Masterpiece. Is This the Perfect Anime? This was when a super like Chris gave us the question of if we could create any anime, what anime would create? Mm-hmm. And this is when this is when Solo created the anime.
I forgot about that. I need to. Well, actually, it's documented. It came from my brain, so no one can take the idea. No,
of course. Yeah. It's in there. It's just the more so what you first scored it. So Solo firstly, first fellow was going to call it the ancestors or ancestry.
Yeah.
And then I made a joke, is this called incestry? And he was like, maybe not. So we call it Bloodlines. Bloodlines was a much better name.
That's much better.
But that was a good episode. It was a challenging one. It was one of our first in terms of getting feedback from or voice note from a super light.
Yep.
And I enjoyed the process of trying to create an anime. It's definitely not easy, but I enjoyed that process. I think Solo, yours ones, how you put a lot of thought in it as well. So that was,
yeah,
I think,
oh,
it would actually work.
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would.
I actually think it would work.
Yeah, I think it would as well. I might actually. I'll put a pin in that.
Someone come back to this episode. Why, Solo? What happened to the pin? It's still there. And then the next one, I had to. This was when Solo Soundbites was going awry. You know, everything was happening in this episode.
What was the? Here we go. Let me see if I try and guess. Carry on. Let me see.
Go on then. Guess if you won.
Was it? I don't know, actually.
Yeah, so it was Food Wars, perverted or not, episode 47. That episode, if you want a masterclass in Solo Soundbites, that episode will give you everything, honestly. Absolutely everything. What? You talk about Candy Rain, that's Solo Rain, just in terms of all the and all the different.
Is that the one where I tried to imitate Will Smith?
Will Smith, yeah. And then you did the yeah.
And I tried to scream like Will Smith. I was like,
oh yeah, like a chicken. Also, oh my gosh, there were so many sound bites in that one. So that was episode 47. Again, all these will be in the show notes. All right, so I'll start again from 51 to 100. Mm-hmm. So 51, my honorable mention was Iskaba. Which anime clubs are we going clubbing with?
See, that's what these type of episodes where we do like a review are so difficult, because by default, even if we try not to pick our favorites, things like Iskaba will always come up.
I never said that. I haven't said that before.
But I did.
Did you?
I said Iskaba before.
Oh, really? But Iskaba, that was a good
Iskaba,
one.
For those of you who don't know, let me give you a little brief intro. The reason why Iskaba is so impactful to me is because this is one of the episodes where basically it's about, if you're gonna go on a night in a club, who would you invite? Who would be in your crew? And when Ed told me that we're gonna do this idea, I was like, what the hell are you doing? This is trash. This is trash. Like, I'm not saying like I did it jokingly. I was like, seriously, no, this is gonna be a crap episode. But I will prepare properly. Like, I'll prepare properly. It ended up being one of the funniest episodes I've ever had. And it coincided perfectly with the meme that was going around with the Ghanaian pool bearers.
Oh,
So that will always be a funny episode. So go check that one out, please. That one, I like that one. That
episode 53. Yeah, that was fun. That was funny. That was a really good. Do you know what? I actually enjoyed that. You have to trust the process, man. Like Broly tearing it up in the club, you know, all that stuff. We had some good characters there. Actually, we had some really good characters in there. So that was my honorable mention. And then number one, I think I have mentioned this before.
We will repeat ourselves.
Not this.
It's fine.
Not all the time.
We will. It's okay because they're good episodes. And if you haven't listened to them already, go back and check them out. But we're going to repeat ourselves. Like, it's hard not to.
But I look at the list, Solo. There's so many good ones that I could not. Yeah. The reason why we wanted to keep it to two is just so then you can have a more focus, because technically you're going to have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 20 options.
We should just change it and have one. Force yourself. No honorable mentions. Just pick one.
Oh, moving forward, yeah?
Yeah, moving forward, like for the rest of this little bit here. Just one. Okay. Just one.
After 51 to 100, we'll just have the one. Okay, but the next one was Shook Ones.
Shook Ones,
episode 98 was a very, very good one. Okay. Nani!
Nani?
Solo did a great impression of how villains say, the very, very myriad of ways villains say Nani.
My favorite one is, Nani, huh?
Yeah, that was a 90 episode for sure. Okay, go on then. If you want to just do the one, you could do the one. Could do the two and then...
I'll do the two before this last one and then we can go for
it. Yeah.
So, I'm surprised you did do it, but my honorable mention is Anime versus Manga with Lady T.
I was so close to putting it there. That was a great episode. There's too many.
Episode 65, Anime versus Manga, where we agreed that both like cake, but different types of cake. One has some extra stuff, but the essence of icing, it is still sugar. There. Yeah, the essence is still there. There are no sides. There are no sides. We're all one family. We're all one story. Keep that in your heart, people. Anyway, next one. My favorite one that I was trying really not to pick. I'm still trying to double check and pick something different. I'm still trying to pick it. But you know what? I think it was a good one because I think it shows like a different. We don't do it often, but I think it's a good one. But the Super Bowl one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Where the we Super chose, one, yeah, where we yeah, chose yeah.
an anime team. It was that one, or I was gonna pick the basketball one that we did. In the first
that was good as well, actually.
That one is funny because we always end up getting into an argument about the physical side of a character and whether or not they.
We'll do one for the Euros, actually.
Yeah, we'll do one for the Euros. Euros is coming.
We'll do one for the Euros because the Euros is coming. And yeah, that was fun though. I actually enjoyed that. That's fun.
That's a good one. Yeah,
that's actually quite fun. All right, so moving forward, you're saying we're just doing the one, yeah?
Just pick one. Just pick one. No, you can't. You can't go back on an honorable mention. Just pick one. Just pick one.
All right.
This is 50 to 100. 50 to 100.
No, we're 100 to 150 now.
Sorry, 100 to 150, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, 100 to 150, yeah. Okay. Take Back the Night. That was all-female anime war. Who wins? Episode 143.
Oh, interesting.
I want to treat because that was a great episode as well. This is tough. I'm not trying to blow our own horn, and you know, we tried to make every episode amazing just because we don't know who's going to be listening.
Okay,
it might be a new listener who comes for that latest episode, so we want to make sure it bangs. Obviously, some will be naturally more funnier, but mm-hmm. I honestly would like to think that all our episodes, especially as time have gone on, have been great. But yeah, Take Back the Night. This was a great episode regarding an all-female anime war. I gave Solo different scenarios in terms of where female characters would be facing each other. We had a bake-off. Mm-hmm. We had a chase scene. Mm-hmm. Like, that was great. That was actually really good. And there was, again, a lot of debates in there in terms of what characters can and cannot do. So I enjoyed that one.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, episode 143.
143. Okay. I know we've spoken about this, and I don't know if you picked this before. So if you have, let me know. But the one with Rogue Origins.
I didn't choose a guest, but no, I haven't, because I don't usually choose guests in our Rogue But yeah, Origins. Okay.
Yeah, Rogue Origins. The reason being,
yeah.
It was good to see the effort and the insight that goes into some of these great fan-made homage that I've done to some of our favorite anime. So that was good, just understanding like what it takes, and especially from our perspective and asking the question, up until that point, why, by large, live-action anime trash? And to hear from somebody who actually does this, you know, consistently and try to do live action adaptations, he's better placed to answer that question than we are, and it's good to hear from that. It's good to hear from that. And obviously, like I said, I love all our guests. Shout out all of our guests. But I think that one, I think that's a good one, especially because now we're in this mode, right, where we're hearing about all these different animes that are now being picked up and are going to have live action adaptations. At the time of recording, we had One Piece that come up recently. We've had Parasite that came out. Avatar. With people are now talking about Naruto's is going to make a live action adaptation. So it's that's why I think Rogue Origins is a good one.
What episode was that?
That one. Oh, sorry, I didn't even see. Look, I just picked it, and I didn't even write down the net episode number. That one was episode 114.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh wow, that was that back. Wow, back. Wow.
You forgot, right?
Way back. Okay, cool. 151 to 199. So this one, I had three for this one.
See, this one, talking, pick one.
All right, I'm gonna pick one, but it's not necessarily gonna be a fan favorite. But I think this was my favorite just because it was completely different to what we usually do. I mean, we do usually speak in terms of psychology and, you know, world politics and blah, blah, blah. But for this one, it was My Power, Debating the Philosophy of Power and Control.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
episode 160.
Yeah.
The reason why I went for this and I haven't chosen this is because this one, in my research, I learned a lot. You know, we talked about nihilism, we talked about existentialism, we talked about absurdism. Mm-hmm. If you want to know what those isms are, please then go and listen to that episode 160.
Mm-hmm.
But this was something that we both agreed is a common theme when it comes to anime heroes and villain. It was great to start putting these philosophies to characters, because it kind of gives you a deeper appreciation of when, and maybe the mangakas or creators don't mean it, but we all have character traits, and philosophy is one of those ones where it looks, or it's a study of principles, meanings, and belief systems, and so on and so forth. And for me, this was a great exercise in terms of how we can apply philosophy to anime. So yeah, I was very, very much a fan of this episode, just because more so in terms of increasing my knowledge base around philosophical concepts.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's a good one, actually. Yeah. That's a good one. Are we allowed to pick Super Solar Reaction episodes?
No. That's not part of that, the 200.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then in that case, a little quick shout out. Listen to SSR episode 15. Why do anime MCs rarely, if ever, have no parents? That
one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good.
And it's not an honorable mention, which means I can talk about it freely. So I'll give one another one. But yeah, episode 15, Super Stellar Reactions episode 15. It came out in September 23. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I'll just ask that, talking about why anime main characters, where are their parents? Why are they not about? Why are they not around? So I like that one.
See how Solo tried to sneak in Super Solo reactions. Super Social reactions.
Super Solo reactions is the best thing. Anyway.
Super Social reactions.
Swiftly on. Anyway. If I had to pick from the main one, it would be episode 170, Hate Me Now. Eren Yeager.
Oh, you're gonna hate me now.
You forgot that.
Oi, that was a good episode. Yeah. Solo was on smoke that episode, actually. That was a good episode.
I like that one. I really like that episode. And I think that's why Attack on Titan to me is one of the all time greats. Because it caused so many people to sit down and really have that discussion. Is he a good character or not? Is he a hero or a villain? And normally with other characters, it's quite easily. So we can quite clearly say, Goku, good. You know, Vegeta used to be bad, but turned good. And there's like clear lines in that journey. Eren, people could argue back and forth for days. I mean, it's quite clear to you and I.
Can you?
I mean, can you? To
really?
Us, it's like he's straight villain. He's a straight villain.
Yeah, I mean, you can't wipe out argue that.
Billions of people and just say, exactly. I'm a good person.
But he had a reason.
Accept me into the gates of heaven. And you've wiped out billions of people. And you're there.
But God, they started it first.
You're there, arms out. God accept me into your heaven. there's blood and horror that he's left on earth. It doesn't work like that, big man. It doesn't work like that.
Nah, I'm sorry. Straight up villain. There's no questions. But it was good to talk it out.
It was good to talk it out.
Sure. Because
yeah.
So like from his standpoint, and you can, whilst it's not justified, you can understand
why he was led to that decision. Like he saw no way out, and I think we summarized by he was limited by his own understanding of an individual, and you can argue that he had been given that foresight too young before he was given the opportunity to become a little bit more worldly and understand and be prepared to make such a tough decision where he decided to save thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of people against billions. I mean, that's a dark decision. That's a very dark decision to make. And then to a point where you actually turn around and you look at Zeke's plan and think, maybe they should have done Zeke's plan. And then you get to the ending of it, and then you realize either way, it might not have changed anything. That's a dark show when you think about it. Either way, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back after these messages. God, that's horrible. But anyway, episode 100 and 117. Hate me now.
Well, there you have it. Those were our episodes. Those will all be in the show notes. Anything you've what is one thing you've learned out of the out of so far? Doesn't have to be just the 200, but it could be all the episodes we've done. There's one thing you've learned, and then one thing you have as a goal. I know Solo makes jokes, but you know, I gave him a goal to say, "Hey, what are your goals?" He still hasn't done it. You know, he's got our other goals, but my goal now.
My goal is to get a goal. No, No, I what have I learned? Yeah, I know, right? What have I learned? I've learned how to structure my thoughts.
Okay.
Not to say that I was like horrible, but when when you're trying to explain or convince somebody that of your thought process, be it right, be it that you believe you're right, or be it that you're trying to express something, or you're trying to poke holes in someone else's argument, whatever it is, if you're not clear with how you communicate and break down that thought, the other person's not going to understand. It's just not going to understand. Yeah. So there's been a ton of times where we'll be talking about something, and then you can even hear me do it in old episodes where I'll be like, you know, okay, I've got the way to describe it. And then I realize, okay, this is probably how to describe it for it to make sense, to drive home the point. So I think, and even just the practice of having to go toe to toe with Ed is good. Like, not in a, like, jokes aside, it's just good.
No, iron,
like,
sharpens iron, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, cool, I need to be clear. And I think I mentioned this to Ed, like, we were talking and messaging a couple months back, and I was reflecting, I was thinking, I think I'm better at like debating now because of this podcast. Even because I know that Ed and I both like to push things in a direction just so it makes the other person seem more wrong. So you have to come correct. Because if you don't, you will be hung out to dry. So you make sure your points are clear. But it's all done in a jokey way. It's not nothing serious. So I think that's definitely one thing that I've learned. And then one thing that I would like to have as a goal, I think I want to, I mean, behind the scenes, there's stuff that I want to work on, like for the podcast, and see if I can help out with some editing, insert joke about my editing skills now. But that's behind the scenes. I think for the podcast and our goals, I want a bigger presence online, and I want to make sure that we remain authentic for us, because Ed and I have spoken about this a bunch of times, but for anyone else looking to create something, your power is in your authenticity. No one can copy you, so the more we can be ourselves in the way we portray ourselves to all our listeners, then the better. So I guess that can be summarized as well, if I wanted to simplify it, I think, well, let's do more videos, let's do some more video stuff, and you can see our disputes in action, you know. That's kind of what I want to do.
I would say that's kind of in line in terms of what our overall goals are. I think for me, what I've learned, I think I've mentioned some of it in the beginning, it's just more so the way I articulate myself. I think Solo's right about, we're not two people who just, you know, fan the flame in terms of talking rubbish. Solo will come strictly and say, come correct, like, what are you talking about, Ed? That makes no sense. And there have been a few times where I've been like, oh yeah, you're right, so, you know, you're right, and vice versa. It is one of those things, and I like that. I don't want us to just, you know, be, you know, pandering the flame of stupidity.
Pandering the flame of stupidity.
But it's true though. You know, it's just the one. Yeah, this person is a rubbish character, or this person. I mean, it's all subjective and opinionated. As we always say here, you have to come with receipts. You have to come with a good explanation. And sometimes, you know, if you don't come with a great explanation, it's just you trying to be contrarian and just making stupid comments. Like, at least come with something that, even if the other person or other party doesn't agree with, they can understand where you're coming from. And I've done this quite a few times with the likes of Demon Slayer and so on and so forth, where Solo doesn't necessarily understand why I don't like it, but he disagrees that I don't like it, but he understands just based on the explanation I've given. And other things he said, and I understand as well. So I think it's fine, so long as you have a good reason or a qualified reason regarding why you don't like something specifically.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned. In terms of our goals, me personally, it's just being more articulate as I speak, improving that head-to-mouth connection in terms of what are my thoughts and what comes out of it. And also just being more diverse, you know, continuing with my sagacious ways.
He was smiling as he said that. As before he said sagacious, he started smiling. This guy's a joke.
You know, I try not to be Rodada Montaigne or anything.
That's a throwback from 2020, people. Rodada Montaigne. That, do you know what? Jokes aside, that around that time, that was the time the Solo personality began to fracture. It was around that time.
Fracture?
Yeah, that's when different ones started to come out on the podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
That's when the cracks started to appear. That's when Timid Solo was retired gracefully in the distance. But anyway, carry on, my friend, carry on.
Yeah, Solo, he can get quite cantankerous at times.
That's
what I mean. you see what I mean? But yeah, just, you know, improve my vocabulary, you know. I want to have a plethora of different ways where I can articulate myself beyond Solo's capabilities and understanding.
He wants more ways to make me look stupid. That's effectively what he wants. I want to fight.
Gosh. In terms of the goal for the podcast, I think, absolutely want to grow an online presence, but we really, really want people to follow this podcast. Please follow whatever podcast app you're listening on. Please follow us on the podcast. You're listening now, you like us, you enjoy our content. One way to help us is to please follow us on whatever app you're listening on, and give us a 5-star rating whilst you're there as well. We'd really appreciate it. We are going to be putting more guests. I think we've got a lot of guests coming on this year, and we're going to put those guest clips on our YouTube channel. So if you want to see those clips in real life, then you can go to our YouTube channel. Please, whilst you're there, subscribe. We really appreciate that. Not releasing the full episodes just yet, because it takes a lot of time to edit a full episode, but we'll definitely be putting some highlights in terms of our clips on the YouTube channel for now. And then as we get bigger there and we get more feedback for full episodes, then we could potentially put the full episodes there. So for now, if you're listening and you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, then please do go and subscribe there. But the main thing is, as a podcast listener, just follow. If you're listening, you haven't followed us yet, just follow and press that 5-star. We're 260 episodes deep. So please follow, subscribe. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. And yeah, you know, we continue to achieve great things. We're nearly at 100,000 downloads, which is amazing. So, you know, this is one thing that we're just starting. And, you know, most podcasts don't even get to where we are. I think when we first started, or when we did a reflection 1 year, you know, the podcast or Podfade was after 7 episodes. So the fact that we're here over 200 episodes, still giving you content, Solo still here with us, and, you know, still a permanent special guest. You know, he hasn't quite got co-host yet. You know, he still wants to be permanent special guest. Fine,
permanent special guest, you know, is a nice ring to it. You know,
it's fine. PSG, innit? Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, it allows him to, I guess, build more personalities, as it were. So we'd really appreciate it. Just hit the follow button and give us 5-star. We really, really appreciate it. Until next time, take care and peace.
Peace.